ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 8 द लॉर्ड स्लेज द किंग ऑफ द डीमंस वर्स 13. सोहम विखत्तमानस्य शिरः कायाधरामिते गोपाये धरिस्त्वाद्य यस्ते शरणम् ईप्सितम् सोहम्. ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदान स्वामी प्रभुपाद. ट्रांसलेशन. बिकॉज यू आर स्पीकिंग सो मच नॉनसेंस आई शैल नाउ सीवर योर हेड फ्रॉम योर बॉडी. Now let me see your most worshipable God come to protect you. I want to see it. Demons always think that the God of the devotees is fictitious. They think that there is no God and that the so-called religious feeling of devotion to God is but an opiate, a kind of illusion, like the illusions derived from LSD and opium. Hiranyakashipu did not believe Prahlad Maharaj when Prahlad asserted that his Lord is present everywhere, because Hiranyakashipu, as a typical demon, was convinced that there is no God and that no one could protect Prahlad. He felt encouraged to kill his son. He challenged the idea that the devotee is always protected by the Supreme Lord. I seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas to repeat whatever I have heard from devotees. So here the discussion is going on where Prahlad is trying to tell Hiranyakashipu about the glories of the Lord, and Hiranyakashipu is not having any faith in God. So, this is a demonic mentality which doesn't allow us to see the hand of God in our life and things around us. And even if somebody wants to give good advice, like 2 days before the shloka was Updesho hi murkhanam, Prabhupada writes in the purport that if we try to give Updesh, good advice to a murkha, foolish person, he become agitated. So here, Prahlad is trying to give advice to a person who is very envious. Similarly, we see in Mahabharata, before the battle started, Dhrishtadyumna Maharaj wanted to give last try, and the Shanti Dut, Lord Krishna, goes to meet Duryodhan and suggest him that we should not do this war. And when this discussion was going on, not only Krishna was trying to make Duryodhana understand, everybody joined, Vidura, Bhishma, even other sages, and even Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. Dhritarashtra came to a point and he ordered Duryodhana that you should immediately go and embrace Bhima and you should bow down to Yudhishthira and shower your affection to Nakul and Sahadev. So even after hearing from Dhritarashtra, even Gandhari told him, but he was not ready to listen, because when demonic tendencies are there, then person cannot see anything good in another person. He always see that another person is at fault. So Duryodhana became very furious and started shouting at Krishna. He said, "It appears that although you are speaking at a concern for me, but actually you are only criticizing me. Why do you say that I have done any fault? You, Vidura, Bhishma, Drona, my father, everybody is finding fault with me only. But actually the reality is that actually I am not at fault at all. I have not done anything wrong. In fact, I have not committed even slightest mistake, slightest fault." And then he started telling that Pandavas lost their kingdom because of dice game. I didn't do. anything in that. They were not forced to play. Even when the wealth was returned, actually when they lost first time, then actually this Dhritarashtra called them back and again gave the wealth back. So he said, we gave them back and again they played and again they lost. So what's wrong with me? Why everybody is regarding me as enemy? And we are powerful Kshatriya, and Kshatriyas means we are not fearful of anyone. And I'm ready to fight. I don't want to run away from the battle. And when I was small, I don't know so many things. That time by mistake, you know, the kingdom was given to these Pandavas. But now with lot of hard work, I have again got it back. So I'm not going to give it back. We will not make that mistake again. So he was very convinced that what he is doing is right. And there is nobody else who is right. And then when Krishna again started explaining to him that how you cheated them, that Shakuni played on your behalf and you disrespected Draupadi and all that, everything he explained. But even after explaining, nothing registered to his mind. Because when we have these demonic tendencies, then we cannot actually take the good advice. So people don't accept God, or they are not able to see the hand of God. There are many reasons for that. And few of them Prabhupada discuss in his books. One of them is like, if they have to accept God, then they have to accept the laws of God also. With God comes God's laws. So that's very difficult. Because if we accept God's laws, then we have to restrict our sense gratification. So we should not restrict our sense gratification. So that's why they want to continue their sense enjoyment. So that is a problem. And then they say, Ishwaraham aham bhogi, siddhaham balwan sukhi. That I am the only Ishwara, I have full control, I can do anything. And ignorance is bliss. So they don't want to even talk about God, they don't want to accept about God. Because out of sight, out of mind, like that Prabhupada gives a story of that ostrich running in fear of tiger. And when he feels now he cannot escape, the ostrich dig the ground and hide his face under the ground. But just by covering the head with the reality, we cannot escape from the reality. That is the problem. So, unfortunately, people don't want to accept. This is a very childish mentality. It's like a person is staying in India, and he is not ready to accept the law and order which is placed by the government here. And he wants to do anything what he likes. And when he's caught, he says, you know, I don't know, there is a ruler here, I don't know, there is a king here, I don't see any king here, I don't see any ruler here. But actually his people are there all the time. So basically this is envy towards God, which doesn't allow to see God. This envy is manifested. Because when we have envy towards someone, then we cannot appreciate any good thing in that person, no matter how wonderful thing he's doing. So even if we try to explain a person that God is doing so many wonderful things in our life, he's providing so many things, but ultimately they will bring down to there is no God, everything is happening automatically, everything is matter, material nature is controlling. And then ultimately, revelation of God depends on God himself. Because God will reveal himself only to a person whom he choose to reveal. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, which is in the middle part of the Bhagavad Gita, this is the most confidential knowledge. Idam tute guhya tamam pravakshyami anasuyave. Jnanam vijnanam sahitam yaj gyatva mokshasya shubhat. That this knowledge, which I am going to explain to you, is anasuyave. The person who is anasuyave, who is non-envious, only he can understand this. And especially Krishna is going to explain in this chapter, Raj Vidya Raj Guhyam, the king of knowledge, very secret, very confidential. Why is confidential? It's confidential because Lord is going to reveal his relationship with his devotees, especially how he protect his devotees. Kaunte pratijanihi name bhakta pranashati. Especially this 9.26 to 9.34 in Bhagavad Gita, this is the most confidential part of Bhagavad Gita, where Lord is revealing his relationship with his devotees, that how he is ready to do anything to protect his devotees. So that's what in the purport, in the translation, where he's saying that he has no faith that whether Lord will protect his devotees. So this thing cannot be understood by a demonic person. This thing cannot be understood by an envious person. This thing can be revealed only to a person who is very trusted to the Lord. Because this is the most confidential part of the whole philosophy. If someone has the most valuable jewels in his tijori, and he's keeping all 7, 8, 10 locks, and he's keeping them very safely, he's not going to reveal that those jewels to a person outside on the street and who is envious of him and is always having animosity towards him. Only to very trusted people, family members or some people, or maybe his son, or very trusted person, he will say, okay, I have these many jewels and these are the kind of jewels we have. So this is a very important thing, that when we talk about Krishna protecting his devotees and devotees' relationship with Krishna, this will be revealed only when a person develops some kind of faith in God, person has some trust in God, because God will reveal these things to them only. So that is why it is very important, because people don't have any faith. Once one person was arguing with Prabhupada and said, why only Krishna is God? Prabhupada said, why not Krishna is God? Why not only Krishna? You are saying, why only Krishna is God? And Prabhupada said, why not Krishna? Because God means he has to fulfill some criteria. And if Krishna is fulfilling those criteria, so what is the problem you have? So people don't want to have any faith in scriptures which are like mother. And only mother can point out who is our father. So Krishna is our father, and if we don't have faith in the words of mother, which are Shastras, scriptures, then how can we understand who is our father? And how can we actually develop further things, relationship with him and his protection and everything? The reason is they don't allow faith in the scriptures because they have bodily consciousness. And this bodily consciousness doesn't allow the person to develop faith in someone for whom he has to do something, basically. So this selfish mentality is there. Like Kamsa, he was so much loving to his sister Devaki. And actually the reason he was loving very much to Devaki, he wanted to develop good relationship with Yadavas, so that he can use their strength also in future. But the moment he heard the voice from the sky, divine voice, that the son of this your sister will kill you, immediately he took out his sword and started killing. So this bodily consciousness is so deep rooted that sometime, even if person is atheistic, envious, demonic, he will shower some love, affection, and even speak a very wonderful philosophy also. Especially when eighth child was exchanged by Vasudev, and he brought the small girl, and Kamsa very cruelly threw her also on the stone. So that time Devaki was begging him that, please don't kill, this is a small girl, she's not going to kill you, I will marry her to your son and she will become your daughter-in-law, so please don't kill her. But he killed her with lot of anger, frustration and cruelty. But then Yogmaya appeared, and then she announced all the things that the person who is going to kill you is taken birth another place, and immediately became very fearful. And he started speaking very wonderful philosophy to Vasudev and Devaki, that everything is happened by destiny, and you are the magnanimous soul, you are Udar, you are Mahatma, I am Duratma, please forgive me, and I have done so much offense. And very wonderful philosophy he is speaking, as if some great soul, some great sadhu is speaking. Like this story is given, that once one person died, one small child died, and their family members were lamenting with the dead body. And they were lamenting, and then Jackal appeared there, one Jackal. And Jackal started telling with sweet words, he started glorifying the affection of the parents towards the child. And glorifying, saying, this child is so nice to you, and you have so much love for this child. So please leave the body, at least for some time. Tonight you leave this body here only. Morning you can do last rites, you know, because you are so attached to it. That boy was so attached to you. Why? Why he was glorifying? So that in the night, Jackal can have feast on the dead body. It's not that he is very much affectionate to the child. But immediately one vulture also appeared there. And vulture said, no, you should understand what is the difference between body and soul. This is only dead body. The person inside has gone already. You should become totally detached, indifference to this body, and go back to your home. So that immediately I can feast on this body. So vulture is also having his own agenda, and jackal is also having agenda. So that is the thing, that people may speak philosophy, they may talk about God, they may talk about many things, but because of selfish mentality, the enjoying mentality is there, this enjoying attitude will not allow us to develop any relation with God or with the shastras or with the philosophy. We will use the philosophy also only for our own selfish motives. Like people have this kind of philosophies that I am God, you are God, why you believe in God, throw away God, you. So like that, from the shastra also we try to take the things which are suiting to our motives and everything. So this is a very unfortunate thing, to think that everything is happening on its own and everything is happening by material nature. So this demonic tendency doesn't allow us to have faith that maya dhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. That everything is in control of God. So materialistic person, the atheistic person like Hiranyakashipu, actually gold and bed, soft bed, these are the two things they are very attached to, sex life and wealth. They become so attached to sex life and wealth that they don't want to bring anything in their life. Anything which obstruct these two things, they want to just keep it aside. Okay. If your religion is fulfilling by these two things, okay, your religion is very good. If these two things are not fulfilling, I don't like your religion. So where is the question of developing relationship with God, where we are talking about ahetuki apratita bhakti, selfless, unmotivated, uninterrupted service? It's very difficult. Till that, Prabhupada says in one of the purport, that till that their only goal is sense gratification. And because till that the only goal is sense gratification, so that's why there is no time for anything else. Prabhupada gives the example of a person who is about to die and he's requesting physician, can you give me 3 more years? Can you give me 4 years, please? I have so many plans to fulfill. I have so many things to do. Why don't you please do something? So he had so many plans and he has been fulfilling all those plans throughout his life. But till death, only plan is what? That I want to enjoy sense gratification. And no faith in shastras, in yajna, dana, tapa. Even if they want to have some faith in heavenly planets, upper planets, they want to have their own systems of going to the higher planets. Like Ravana, he wanted to have his own staircase, directly go to the heaven. And all sinful people will go, and all the pious people should go to hell. That was his philosophy. So, but they can never be successful. And this enjoying mentality doesn't allow them to become fearless also. Rather, they're always fearful. They're always fearful. Everything is there in life, but still fear is there. Why? That is a challenge. That is one thing which shook Hiranyakashipu. That I have everything and I am fearful, and this person, this small child, doesn't have anything and he's fearless. That thing totally shook Hiranyakashipu. So what is that one thing which makes devotee fearless? Bhayam dutiya abhinivesatasyat. That a devotee, see, everything is dependent on Krishna. He doesn't see anything which is not dependent on Krishna. So that makes devotee fearless. Because if everything is dependent on Krishna, and Krishna is suhrdam sarvabhutanam, he is everybody's best friend, and especially if I am worshipping him, if I am serving him, he is definitely going to be my best friend. So somebody may be our best friend, he may have sympathy. Like in one of the class, Brahmachari class discussion was going on, and they were saying that that I may say that I have full sympathy on you, towards you, and you're feeling so much sad and everything. So I offer both of my soldiers. And one time you can cry here, and afterwards you can alternate here. Then again you cry here, then again you cry here. But I cannot do more than this. So the sympathy of the material world is only this. That we can only say, oh, how sad, what happened to you, how God is so cruel, how this happened, that happened. But when it comes to practical terms, really giving some faith, protection to someone, we can't do that. But Krishna, because he is the not only Suvarda Sarvabhutanam, he is Bhoktaram Eketapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is actually the controller of everything. He has the proprietorship of everything. So that's why for such a devotee, this world become Vishwam Purna Sukhayate. When person develop this faith that God is controller of everything, maintainer of everything, destroyer of everything, and most important, he is Bhaktvatsal. That he protect his devotees. So he become totally dependent on Lord. He see Lord everywhere. But a demonic person cannot see Lord anywhere. And when he see Lord everywhere, he see Lord first in the form of his energies. Prabhupada gives the example, like a lusty person always see everywhere a beautiful woman to enjoy. A greedy person, wherever he go, he thinks in terms of money. Okay, I have come to this forest, so there are trees of sal and there are trees for shisham and all the teak wood and everything. So if I get a contract of this forest, then how much money can I make? And if you go to some other place also, even if you come to temple also, he will think in terms of money, how much money it must be spent in this, you know, all these things. So everything is based on money there. Because it's prema anjanu charita bhakti vilochane, his eyes not tinged with the love of God, his eyes tinged with the money or lust or whatever. So similarly, a pure devotee of Krishna, he sees everywhere Krishna's hand, Krishna's energy. Because everything is dependent on Krishna, like sun and sun rays. So sun is there and sun rays are there, but after sun rays, person understand that there is a sun planet and there is a sun person inside Vivaswan. So when one fails to see Krishna everywhere, what happens? First thing, he'll become bhogi. That is the first thing. That's what most of the people are here in the material world. That they try to enjoy in this world. They feel that everything is meant for my enjoyment. Everything, whatever they see, how can I enjoy? And the moment any sense object comes in front of us, when we are enjoying tendency, and it's registered in our mind, and if it's there for a long time, dhyayato vishyan pumsa, immediately we want to get it. Attachment develops. Like Yayati, Radha Gopinathu was telling in one of his Bhagavatam class, that Yayati, he was in very much service attitude first, when he saw that woman in the well, not having any clothes. But afterwards, that serving attitude got transformed into enjoying mentality after some time. So that is, because this enjoying mentality is very deep-rooted, so then whenever person see everything, whenever person see anything in front of his eyes, he feels, how can I use it for my senses? And when he finds that he cannot really enjoy, he cannot become happy, then what is another extreme? Bhog and tyag. He becomes tyagi. And I don't want anything. Everything is false. Everything is useless. Everything is maya. Prabhupada says everything is maya. If you don't think, if you don't see the connection of that thing with the source of that thing, like reflection of light is maya or illusion, if we don't see the connection of reflection of light with the original source of light, but when we see the connection, then it's not maya. It's actually the most wonderful thing which can be used in the service of the source of it. So that is the problem with tyagi, is that they try to artificially try to avoid or renounce the things. And when they don't find any satisfaction, because it's artificial to just avoid things, then that's why in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, klesho adhikarastesham, that this path of avoiding is very klesha, it's very troublesome. And then even Bhagavatam says, aruhiya krishena parampadam tata, that even person goes up to the Brahma Jyoti, he falls back, because there is no positive engagement. On other hand, the path of bhakti is susukham, kartum avayam. Why susukham? Because we can engage our senses in the service of Krishna. Natural tendencies of the senses to engage in the sense objects, actually. If tongue needs some nice palatable food, and if we make tongue fast, it's very artificial. We feel very dry. Similarly for the ears and eyes. So renouncing sense activities does not bring joy, rather bring dryness. So when one fails to see Krishna's energy everywhere and he tries to enjoy, then also he suffers because he can't enjoy. Because those things are not meant for our enjoyment, rather they lead to misery. And when he tries to avoid them, that also leads to misery. That also doesn't lead to any positive enjoyment, any suffering. So that's why And another thing which may happen, then person may go to Mayavad. Mayavad means not seeing Krishna's form as a full. Janamadi asyata, absolute truth. Seeing Krishna's form as Maya. Because when we see something is not connected to Krishna's body, it means that Krishna's body is not absolute. It means Krishna is not complete. There is something higher than Krishna, something within Krishna, something other than Krishna. So there is a probability and there is a danger that when we don't see Krishna's energy or Krishna's hand everywhere, either we may become bhogi or tyagi or mayavadi. So that's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati talks about, instead of becoming tyagi, we have to become vairagi. Instead of becoming Falgu Vairagi, we have to become Yukta Vairagi. Because Falgu Vairagi is a person who is coming to our house and is saying, oh, such a nice TV, I have renounced it. Such a nice laptop, I have renounced it. Such a nice clothes, I have renounced it. He said, wait. It belongs to you? How can you renounce it? It belongs to me. How can you renounce it? So if this whole world belongs to Krishna, so then how can we renounce it? So this is Falgu Vairagi, artificial renunciation. But Yukta Vairagi is one who sees everything in connection with Krishna as the energy of Krishna and uses everything in the service of Krishna. So that is the way he learned to see everything what is there in front of him in service of Lord. That is called Yukta Vairagya. To connect everything to Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Yat Pad Pankajpa Palasha Vilasha Bhaktaya Karmashayam Gratitam Udghratayanti Santaha Tadvanna Riktamatayo Yatayo Apiruddha Shroto Ganastamaranam Bhajvasudevam. Srimad Bhagavatam says, the devotees who are always engaged in the service of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord, Yat Pad Pankaj Palash Vilasa Bhaktaya, can very easily overcome hard knotted desires for footive activities. Because this footive activities is the cause, you know, that we want everything in return. That's why we are not able to develop faith in Lord also. When person doesn't have this footive mentality, then his faith in Lord's protection increases. How? Because if person is expecting something from the Lord in return of doing something, and if he doesn't get that thing, then what happens? He loses the faith. That is the reason. Many times people go to God and they say, okay, these are the 10 nariyas and these are the something. So I'm proposing this thing and this thing should happen to my life. But if those things don't happen, he loses faith. So for a devotee, the success is not that what he's getting out of it. For a devotee, success is that whether he was able to use his kaya, vacha, mansa fully in the service of the Lord without expecting anything in return. So that is the success, because he understands the philosophy, he understands the truth that when I engage myself fully in service of Krishna, I will be completely happy. The things which I am getting from God out of my prayers, those things are not going to make me happy. Rather, the person whom I am praying, he is going to make me happy. And the whatever way he is going to make me happy, let him make me happy. So that's why when person give up this fruitive tendency that I want something in return by serving the Lord with kaya, vacha, mansa, then even if some accident takes place, some disease comes, he is not bewildered. Because he feels my life is perfect. Because I have used everything in the service of Krishna. And that's why devotees are not bewildered when they see some devotees met with an accident and they die in accident or they die with cancer or something. Rather, they see what kind of life he has led throughout his life. Whether he has offered his kaya, vacha, mansa in the service of the Lord or not. So that is a very important thing. And that's why here it is said, because this is very difficult. The non-devotees, the jnanis and yogis, although trying to stop the waves of sense gratification, cannot do so. So the waves of sense gratification are very powerful. Even jnanis and yogis cannot do that. Therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudev. Prabhupada says in the purport, the waves of the river flow incessantly, and it is very difficult to stop them. Similarly, the waves of desire for material enjoyment are so strong that they cannot be stopped by any process other than Bhakti Yoga. The Bhaktas, by their transcendental devotional service unto the lotus feet of the Lord, become so overwhelmed with transcendental bliss that automatically their desires for material enjoyment stop. So the secret is given to us of engaging everything in the service of the Lord, and that is called Yukta Vairagya. So if we really want to see the Lord, if we really want to see the mercy of the Lord, then we have to take shelter of the devotees of the Lord. Like this story of Ramanujacharya, Dhanurdas, he is standing with the umbrella and fanning a girl. And procession is going of the Lord. Procession of the Lord is going. And everybody is glorifying Lord, everybody is showering flowers to the Lord, looking at the Lord. But this person is looking only this girl. So this is enjoying mentality. That Lord is going, he is not able to see the Lord. Even Lord is there, you are not able to see the Lord. In front of Duryodhana, Lord appeared. He could not see the Lord. So till the time we have this enjoying mentality, we cannot see the Lord. It's very difficult. It's not possible. But when the same Ramanujacharya showered his mercy on that person and brought him to Ranganath and made him show the beautiful eyes of Ranganath, then all his enjoying tendency went away. So recently, Govindu was making this point that it's not that that person was not seeing the deity of the Lord before. He would go and take darshan. But he was not attracted to it because the mercy of the Lord has not, mercy of the devotee has not come in his life. It's through Ramanujacharya, because he saw Ranganath, then he could see really beauty of Ranganath. So that is the thing, that for the service of the Lord, we have to serve devotees, we have to please them, that is the only way. And in service to Lord, many difficult situations will come. Difficult thing will come, because service to Krishna means difficulties, anxieties, struggle. In the life of Devaki and Vasudev, Govindpu was saying, I was there with him for one day, and he was saying that only thing we can learn, that serving Krishna is full of struggle and anxiety. If you see the life of Vasudev and Devaki, the moment they got a news that he is going to have a son, she is going to have a son, immediately they were put in the jail. And even after they were put in the jail, there was so much suffering. To see in front of our eyes, our child is getting killed, murdered very cruelly. So painful. And one after another, one child they have to see. Just because they want to see Krishna appear, which is the eighth one. So they have to see the pain of, they have to suffer the pain of each and every child being killed in front of their eyes, so that they can see the eighth child getting appeared. And as soon as child appears, he is told to take him back to Gokul immediately. So it's a very difficult thing. It's a very difficult thing. Like Bhavanand Prabhu was saying, Bhavanand Prabhu was put in the jail in Mayapur and put so many wrong cases against him. In newspaper, a lot of bad news came about him. And then Prabhupada said, Bhavanand Prabhu, so you have become very famous. Bhavanand Prabhu said, I have not become famous, I have become so much infamous now. So Prabhupada said, famous or infamous, you are famous in the service of Krishna. Like Radharani, he is not so famous in Vrindavan, but he is very, very famous because he is serving Krishna. Vasudev, his words are very powerful. His words are truthful, I mean to say, like he is very loyal, whatever he says. That's why Kamsa believed his words. He was not accepting anything from Vasudev. But when he said, no, I'll give you every child, then he believed. But even that Vasudev, he took the child on the order of Krishna to, he broke his words, he took the child to Gokul. So in the service of Krishna, many difficult things may come, many things will come which may not like, many things may happen. But that is the only way, because Shishiradha Gopinath ki. Because there is no other way. If we try to please our senses by sense gratification, if we try to renounce them, if we try to become anything else, it's only the misery and sufferings will come. So that's why Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Karma kand, Gyan kand, Keval Visher bhand, Amrita baliya eva khai, Nana yoni sada fire. That the Karma kand, Gyan kand, they're just like pot of poison. If you try to take them, you have to take more and more birth, more and more species, and just nana yoni sadafire. But this one lifetime, if we engage our senses in the service of the Lord, then we'll get the eyes to see the Lord. Then we get the eyes to see the mercy of the Lord. And that is more easy than seeing the personally the form of the Lord, that how Lord is handling my life and even other devotees' life, is giving protection. So this theme of protection cannot be understood by a materialistic person who has full faith in his senses and power, who is feeling, I am Bhogi, I am Ishvara. It can be understood only by a person who is feeling his insignificant position, understanding that, and understanding the glories of the Lord, and trying to depend on the Lord. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Any question? Okay. Thank you. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada.